Well, good evening, everybody. Can hardly believe that it's, when did I post? 9, 10-ish, so, yeah. 8 hours or so before, since my last boo about Braille, and that it's not dying dead, arcane, etc. Do you get me? Boo. And just doing an update, really, because I've had lots and lots of comments about it, both as boos, direct messages, as well as tweets, and I think it would be good. This could be interesting. Okay, maybe we'll have a different boo if this carries on. This could be very interesting, but I will persevere. Yeah, she's sucking her teeth and smelling of drink. Okay, we'll hang on. The bus has stopped. Okay, he's going again. All right, so as I was saying, lots of comments about Braille. Braille. My accent is terrible, isn't it? Okay, so let's deal with some misconceptions. Some big comments about that it's not affordable. I agree that Braille displays are currently too expensive. The cheapest is the Braille pen, isn't it, for about £1,000. That's still a lot of money. I think that will be addressed soon when when Apple finally launch their haptic technology, because they've patented a version of that. Haptics is really exciting because basically it will create surfaces and different textures and bumps and any shape, really, and it will feel as though you are hitting that your finger's on a button. It will feel as though your finger is on a dot or dots in the case of Braille. Haptics is the next very exciting thing in terms of touchscreen technology, I think. Basically, it will be able to replicate different surfaces, different feelings, different textures. And I think they thought that it was going to be on the new iPad, but it actually wasn't. I don't mean the mini, I mean the new. But it's coming. That will revolutionise things, because obviously that will be on every phone, and Apple already have good links with current Braille displays and provision for those within access the accessibility options. So that is something to look out for. I think it's criminal to charge as much as they are charging for Braille displays, to be honest. But I think that's covered in a different discussion. In terms of Braille itself and the production of it, that is, it's not cost prohibitive, it really isn't. And there may be companies, organisations charging more than they should, and that's wrong. You know, I can say that to some extent because, you know, I work for a social enterprise, but I think it's unfair to charge too much for something that doesn't cost that much to produce. Yes, there's some on skill and all the rest of it, but and frankly, you know, the more people that ask for Braille, the more it would come down in price anyway. And let's, I think, to keep some competition in the market in that respect is a good thing. The less it's used, I'm guessing that the market rules say that it will get pushed up in price, but which is why I say for that reason and reasons such as that you're entitled to it anyway and you should be asking for it. It's your method, it's your way of reading, you should be asking for it. The other thing I think about Braille is that it's, someone mentioned presentations for their job, using it for their job, and if they're in meetings or if they're in singing groups or whatever, you know, having immediate access to that information is key. I've done countless presentations, and to have Braille is awesome because it means that although I can't see individual members of the audience, I can still look at them, I can look in their direction, I can turn to face someone asking a question. I can do those things with Braille, because you're not having to listen to your notes and then repeat what you've said. You're not having to try and struggle to read print that is far too big and impractical to be messing with anyway. What would happen with me. It means I can look at the audience, I can stand up straight, and that's even something that sighted people can't do very easily, because they have to look down at their notes periodically. The other thing I think is literacy, that people have or more risk of having poor literacy skills access to the written word is through is been denied. I've heard all sorts, like an American famously in a Guardian article, I think he worked for the president, one of the presidents, and he was saying that he decided to learn Braille when he heard, because obviously they speak differently, you know, Americans will know this, but to speak differently to English, Anglo-English British people. But the difference between descent and decent, or because they'd say decent, wouldn't they? He got done for decent, or got done for, you know, you're not decent, you're not looking decent, or you don't feel you know. And people couldn't, he didn't know the difference between the spelling of those two words, because they sounded the same in American English. All sorts of examples to love the word, you know, to love the written word, but to be able to spell, it makes you more productive, doesn't it? Which is what we were saying earlier. So I don't think there's much more to say, and I hope this boo doesn't sound too tired. Again, I thank you for all your comments. I'm probably feeling a bit self-conscious talking to myself on the bus when there's slightly disturbed people on here, but so far so good. I'll speak to you all soon, and thanks once again for listening, and keep the comments coming in, keep the discussion going. It's good. I don't mind sort of talking to decenters as well as decenters. I'll speak soon. Thanks, bye bye.